This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The Florida legislature is poised to pass a program that would encourage charter schools to set up near academically troubled traditional schools. The bill creates what Republicans call the Schools of Hope program, funneling hundreds of millions of dollars towards charter schools. This was explained recently by House Speaker Richard Corcoran of Land O'Lakes. He alluded to a recent series of stories in the Tampa Bay Times outlining failure factories, public schools in low-income areas that haven't made the grade.
We're going to fund it in a way that we think ends that system. And the current way we fund it has not ended that system, as we witness. So hopefully this will work.
Charter schools are publicly funded schools that are managed privately instead of through the school district. Representative Bob Cordes, a Republican from Altamont Springs, told fellow lawmakers, all charter schools are not for profit. Let's get some facts on this from Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh, I was under the impression that a lot of schools are set up to make money. True? Not true?
Well, in this case, you know, we looked at Cortez's statement here and we rated that half true. Now, you know, it is in state statute that a charter school has to be a nonprofit organization, okay? There is a part in Florida statutes that say that charter schools must organize as or be operated by a nonprofit organization, okay? The Florida Department of Education echoed this. They said, yeah, that's the case. Now, the real problem with that, however, is that these nonprofit governing boards, then they contract with for-profit companies. And that's the big difference with charter schools is, of course, you know, they have to follow all the same regulations and rules that the regular public schools do, but then they're run by these private companies. And so when a governing board contracts out with another company, well, that company could be in it to make money. And really what we found is that sometimes these for-profit companies, they're really in cahoots kind of with some of these governing boards. And a lot of the members have a lot of business ties. And so a lot of staffing issues are done by these for-profit companies. And any kind of vendor that might do something with the school can be a for-profit company. So it's not as cut and dried as he's making it sound.
One of the owners of a string of schools, Academica Corp in South Florida, has been in the news lately. Tell us a little bit about that and why are they getting under fire here?
Well, the Miami Herald, one of PolitiFact's partners, had actually looked into this before and found that Academica Corporation, it's the state's largest charter school management company. It's based in South Miami, and it collected almost $19 million a year in lease payments on school properties that it owned. So, like the management companies, they controlled the land and the buildings used by the charter schools, and then were leasing it from for-profit companies with ties to them. So, you know, you can see how it kind of turns into this gray area with where that money ends up going.
Right. Now, the Florida Education Association, which is the state's largest teachers union, has come out against the Schools of Hope thing, saying that many charters have become for-profit institutions because these corporations are taking over public schools. So it's kind of a gray area here, right?
Yeah, and that is one of the big concerns there. When money goes to a charter school that's run by a private company, the argument goes that, you know, that money is being taken away from a public school. And there's a different set of rules that public schools and charter schools have to play by. So it's a very contentious issue.
All right, Josh Gillen, do you think PolitiFact Florida will pass this test?
Well, Steve, we will certainly keep studying up on the issue.